it. He spoke last night on Sports Day, and Sammy Evans here to tell us all about it. Welcome to you, Sammy.
Oh, good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. I'm like you, gents. I grew up on a big diet of Dean Jones. I loved watching him, the running between the wickets, the zinc, the cool shades in the outfield. There'd be many people this morning who'd be saddened by this unfolding story. And you're right, it came to light a week or so ago, a story in the Fairfax papers that he'd taken his name off the Victorian One Day Player of the Year Award, rescinded his life membership as well. He says it's born from mismanagement at state level and a boys club. He last night said being overlooked for those two coaching positions at the Stars and the Renegades was the final straw. In an increasing disdain, I think it's fair to say, for the state that he used to captain and the Hall of Famer, he unloaded on Sports Day, gents, last night.
I put into two jobs, and that's for the Stars and also for the Renegades. I was interviewed by the likes of Trent Woodhill, the batting coach, Michael Beer, and David Hussey resigns from the Cricket Victorian board and gets the job with no experience, nothing behind him. And Max Klinger goes for the job in front of Trevor Bayliss, Hodge, David Saker, Johan Botha, Warren Ayres, no experience, and gets the job. These are blue-chip jobs, boys, to get, and yet they're given jobs for the boys. And I think it's an insult, not just to me, but overseas players. Trevor Bayliss, for God's sake, and they didn't want to have him.
So it is a laundry list of problems that he went on to mention, guys. He said culture and vision was lacking. He said Victoria wanted to produce permanent Australian players. They had one, the captain Finch. He was unhappy that they'd pulled the Stars and the Renegades, you know, the big BL restructure, away from those administrations. They lost millions in sponsorship. And he actually said every past player, and he named Merv Hughes, Shane Warne, Berry, Damien Fleming, Simon O'Donnell, had left Cricket Victoria with some sort of axe to grind as well. There's no reunions there, no celebration of past winning Shield sides for the men or the women, and that the website doesn't even mention any teams that have won Shield trophies.
Can I tell you this, and I take all that on board and I read it, and I don't like seeing champions at odds with their sporting body. Victorian Sheffield Shield team has won four of the last five Shield titles. They've won it in 15, 16, 17 and 19.
Yeah.
So that would be like Melbourne winning four or five premierships and then me coming out and slamming the culture of the place and the fact that they haven't had the right people in place yet. They won four of the last five flags.
And the other part of it is no one had any, listening to Sean Graff, you take him at face value, no one around the fringe and the calls that I made to people who used to play for the state as well had any real idea of the frustration or certainly the gravity of Dean Jones's frustration. So perhaps that perhaps points to a cause born from a two-way street in some respects, that no one had any idea why he'd actually taken the drastic steps that he took.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to this, but the record for Cricket Victoria and the people who are running Cricket, they point to it and say, well, you know, we've won these four of the last five Shield titles. I guess what Dino's saying is, why is the state team there? Are they there to win Shield titles or are they there to produce Australian cricketers? And one of the things I read there was that Dino said we've only had one real sort of consistent Australian performer in Aaron Finch. But Hanscom has played and Peter Siddle has played in recent times. Marcus Harris has opened the batting, who have come out of Victoria. Now, some of those boys haven't consolidated, but they have turned a few out.
Well, he pointed to youth too. He said there's no kids coming through apart from Pekoski and Sutherland, and they're not getting a crack at the top level. And he also went on to say they had a five-year plan that they were going to become the number one sport, you know, in the state behind football. He said that's not happening. So it just goes on and on and on. It was a sustained rant on Sports Day last night.
Do you think, and I know Wisp, cricket, you mightn't follow as closely, but where I think he's got a real point is that the two vacancies for the BBL teams went to relatively inexperienced coaches in Klinger and also, well, Dave Hussey. When you had some pretty big experienced names, Ed Jones has been doing BBL stuff for a long time over in Pakistan. Trevor Bayliss has just come off coaching England. And Brad Hodge, I'm not sure how much coaching Hodge's done, but we know that his reputation is. Has he got a case there?
Yeah, I think he has. I think that's the most pertinent thing that I thought that he said in that rant that we listened to before, was the fact that those guys all had great experience. The two that were given the positions had less experience than the other guys. You know, And I think that's, you know, I think that's a genuine beef, and I think that's a genuine concern for him that those people could have been appointed above those with the experience. But I just don't get the fact that because you have that beef, because you've got all those concerns about your association and all sorts of stuff, and cricket where it might be, that you would take the action then of handing back things that you'd achieved and you had been recognised for. And they're real contribution things that he's been recognised for. To rescind your life membership over something like that, it just doesn't ring true for me. It just doesn't seem to be the right course of action. Yes, you can speak out like you've spoken out about it. And I understand that. I understand that people have gripes from time to time, but I just don't understand that the next step, because you've got a gripe with an organisation, is that you'd ask for your name to be removed from something and you'd rescind your life membership. It just doesn't add up.
That is a little disappointing. Sammy, looking forward to chatting to Dave Matthews about this private ownership thing, which is Tim Watson put this on the agenda 3 weeks ago before anyone else had even thought about it. And I know a lot of people jumping on now, but I'm looking forward to having a chat with Dave Matthews.
No, he's definitely one worth speaking to in this ballpark, because we know they've had that on the hush, that private investment from the PIMCO businessman over there in the States that have fallen in love with the Giants a couple of years ago. They come to the grand final every year. They're pretty private gents, but they are big time over there in the US, and they pour a fair bit of their hard earned into the Giants too, boys. So I wouldn't mind him delving into that link a little bit more.
Stay tuned then, and we'll stay tuned to you throughout the course of the day, Sammy Edmund, the Chief Sports Reporter for SEN. And